Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for all the chaos around here. I'm very excited about continuing our visit with our new friend. Actually, he's been a friend of mine for about a year or so, but he's new to the show. But that won't, we'll wrap that up. We'll make him a veteran real soon. Steve Lohr, L-O-H-R, is here, folks. He's a tech business and economics writer at and reporter at New York Times. Author of Dataism, author of Go To. He's an award, a Pulitzer Prize award-winning team member. Steve, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you, you're a trend tracker. You're looking at things going on in the future with regard to technology. It's part of your beat. When you look in the future, when you look forward, and you think about Main Street especially, project a little bit for us what you see in terms of what's coming at us. What are some trends coming at? You know, the Main Street economy is half of the U.S. economy. It's not like we're some esoteric operation out here. What do you think about?
Yeah, and also, I mean, frankly, again, as you mentioned, technology and economics, you know, broadly speaking, are kind of my wheelhouse. I mean, but I'm much more interested as things go into the mainstream, you know, and become real. Look, we track what's happening in the future. The research and development science is crucial, but none of this stuff matters unless it moves out of, a few hothouses of Silicon Valley and a few other places and goes into, you know, what is essentially almost $20 trillion economy, right? So I'm kind of with you on this. And so the march of this technology into the mainstream is really kind of what I follow. And the thing that's gotten so much attention, the last few years is artificial intelligence.
Right.
Although it's a term that was coined by John McCarthy in 1955 to try to get a pitch. It was a marketing pitch to get a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation for a conference he was going to start the next year in 1956. So, I mean, the concepts have been around for a long time, as have the targets. I mean, but there's famous sayings in technology: never mistake a clear view for a short distance. That's a big discovery. That snow covered mountain may look, just across the way, but there's 40 miles of desert in front of it. And that's kind of where it's been for artificial intelligence for a long time, until fairly recently. And you finally get in technology, kind of quantitative changes become qualitative.
And until small businesses on Main Street adopt it a little bit more than I think they are currently, it's going to wind up being a little bit of a challenge for them competitively than there are going to be competitive things coming at them from an artificial intelligence standpoint that they're going to need to overcome by adopting things that will offset them with some positive leverage. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I there's basics. The whole notion of artificial intelligence is largely a marketing concept. I mean, it really is. 2 years ago we used to call it data science mainly, and it's a lot of data plus machine learning algorithms, right, which have been around for a while and developed and considerably improved. But we're getting things that kind of actually, are used in mainstream and even smaller businesses. And a couple of your, previous interviewees on your program have talked about this. It's things like, chatbots are easily adopted for a small business. There's a thing called robotic process automation, which is really kind of automating, the next step in automating back office stuff. And that would be a real efficiency driver.
And those have to be, in order for small business owners to adopt them, it has to be in more granular interfaces and more granular pricing, so we can acquire them and make them easy for us to understand and easy to apply them to a benefit that creates an ROI.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, it's robotic process automation, quote a guy saying, it's the least intelligent form of AI. And that's where we are. Those things make big differences. And
right.
And you're right. I mean, everybody is trying to do in these worlds. Is this? I mean, the vendors are trying to create the equivalent of the spreadsheet for
right.
this world.
There's got to be a
QuickBooks,
an AI QuickBooks. We need an AI QuickBooks.
Yeah.
Is what we need.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Sam,
as in the currency, TurboTax. You know, you need,
exactly.
First of all, you needed all those other things, and you automated some of this. You enter the information if you have to, fields
right.
that you understand.
Exactly.
You
mean, wizards. We need wizards. And make
yeah.
it idiot-proof. Hey, Steve, will you come back in?
I certainly will.
We would sure have you here. Next time, will you come back and report on blockchain for us?
I will. This is...
Thank you, Steve.
I'm not a deep expert in it, but I will.
Work on that next time. Steve Lorne, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.